calorie McDonald's Egg McMuffin is now also available on whole grain.
Let's do this. Get set.
Headed for the open door.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
And welcome to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. Another amazing week of running.
Absolutely.
Under the belt. I know I got, I think, almost 20 in this week. Still got a hip flexor issue that's really driving me nuts. But, you know, I got to go see my favorite physiotherapist, I think, and spend the time and get it fixed.
Yeah, you got to take care of your body.
Right? I know. But and what's really exciting is we have a guy on today who is a legend in running, especially in track and field coach, Jeff Galloway.
Pretty excited to talk to him, to be quite honest.
Absolutely. Jeff will be with us talking about, you know, his last 40, 45 years in the industry. And, of course, how to run injury-free.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's what always sidelines us and kind of puts us off. And, you know, we book a goal, you know, like, let's say the Run for Heroes Marathon in Amherstburg, September 21st this year, little plug. And then you start your 16 or 18 week program or 20 week program, whichever program you want to get on. I mean, it could be a 12 step program you might be on, but you know, you're going through the program and all of a sudden you get injured and it sidelines you, puts you back for another 2-3 weeks or 6 weeks. And then you're trying to recover and trying to catch up and you're stressing yourself. So Jeff is going to focus on motivation and running injury-free. I'm really excited to sit down and talk with him.
And you know, what's interesting, I was just saying to the running clinic last night, a really huge part is injury. And probably the hardest part about injury is, you know, sure, the pain you go through with injury is brutal. But you know, mentally, it kills you. I know when I get injured, people don't want to be around me because I can't run. And I'm just miserable because, you know, you think your leg or your heel or whatever is healing. You go for that run and nope, it's still not ready to go.
Exactly. And what's even worse is if you actually do a stress fracture, kind of like what Krista Duchesne's in the middle of right now.
Yep.
And then, of course, the emotions of that, of being an elite athlete and, you know, you should be doing, you know, 2 or 3 races or it's race day and, you know, you just can't do it. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to have Jeff on, so really excited about that. And Jeff's going to come on probably around quarter after the hour. And then this week we don't have Canadian Running Magazine. Everyone's really busy working on the new issue that is coming out tomorrow. And we have Gary Belanger from the Running Factory, a local Windsor running institution, talking about the Moon in June.
Oh, excellent. Great race.
Great race. And it's coming up, and it's a race that's been around for a very long time. And so Gary's going to be coming on about that. So
isn't there a race coming up this weekend, too? Small little race on some small island.
in the middle of Lake Erie. That's right. The Pelee Island Winery, because they're the naming sponsor and the host. Winery Half Marathon on Pelee Island is this weekend. We can't believe it. Just the outpouring of emails and phone calls from Chicago and Texas and everywhere else has just been overwhelming.
Well, you know, the huge thing now is you've released, for one, the picture of the shirt.
Right.
Second of all, the medal. You know how many people have been at me, you got to get me into that race. And it's just simply, they love the medal. The fact that it's a Wine Stopper, that is an amazing idea.
Yeah. And if you want to see the medal and the shirt for this year, you can go onto our Facebook page for the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. And there's some great pictures of it. Basically, what we did is we took the Taste Vin or the Taste Vin medal that we created last year for the event, which was an ode to the winemakers in France. And then what we do is we added a bottle, like a wine top bottle stopper on the end of it. Now, it looks really strange hanging around your neck, but you just rip the lanyard off and then toss the thing into your wine bottle.
Oh, that thing will get some use in my house.
So it's absolutely going to be a wonderful event. The weather's going to be great. And you know, the fun thing about this event is not necessarily, you know, making new friends, because you make you meet a ton of people from around North America in a small event like that. And what's great about it is we all get to kind of share a glass of wine at the very end of this race, and there is this legendary finish line party that occurs, at the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. It starts around noon to 12:30. It's a massive meal that gets put on by Vernon's Tap and Grill out of Kingsville. And we have a band called Midlife Crisis that plays. And but what's really great about it is we all just got to get a chance to kind of sit around the back of this winery, mm-hmm. have a couple glasses, and you know, and really just kind of talk about the different races that we've raced and what's running been like and what's mm-hmm. next and just talk about those experiences. It's that whole social thing that runners do.
Absolutely.
And you know, if you're at home and you're thinking, boy, you know what, running is a real solitary sport. Yeah, you know what, it is. It's you versus yourself on a morning run all the time. Mm-hmm. But when you're at events, there's this great social network that occurs, and you know, we need to kind of revisit to the running clubs, and start talking to more of the people who actually organize the running clubs locally, like mm-hmm. Amherstburg and Bell River and Malden Park and Social Running and
yeah,
Kingsville, Leamington, Wheatley,
they're everywhere.
Blue Heron. I don't want to leave any of them out. I think I got them all. But we should have them on, and we should talk more about the social aspects of running. Definitely. Because it's really important. A couple of things really quick. Mm-hmm. Canada Day is almost sold out.
Okay.
So if you want to register for Canada Day and you want the Terry Fox medal, mm-hmm. which is incredible that the Fred Fox has allowed us to use Terry's image this year, you need to register for it now.
Okay.
The other event that's also moving pretty quickly is Rock Me Anaphylaxis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the one where we have the Kiss Destroyer playing the finish line with a really cool guitar pick medal and a really cool jersey shirt. So, and all those runs are at runningflat.com. And of course, at the end of this week, June 1st, the price goes up for the marathon, half marathon, 10K, yep. 5K at Run for Heroes. So there's kind of a mad rush going in right now for the half marathon.
Yep. And well, what's interesting is for anyone who's training for those things, the training, like for Amherstburg, the training is going to start within the next couple weeks.
Right.
So you already know you're going to be training for the thing. So get online, sign up for it. Why wait? And, you know, it's going to be more expensive a month or so from now. There's a chance it could sell out. So just do it.
Right.
Commit to it.
And the half does sell out. Mm-hmm. It constantly does. And so is the 10K. So, you know, of course, you know, in the full, we always have that wavering because of mm-hmm. injuries, you know, it comes and goes, but.
Yep.
But absolutely, it will sell out. So you might as well register now or else, you know,
yeah,
be writing the RD an email saying, could you please make me in? Yeah, we always kind of find a way, you know, because we love runners. But yeah, it gets to be difficult. So
mm-hmm.
Song of the Week. Before we okay. bring in Jeff Galloway, we got to do Song of the Week. And Song of the Week this week is kind of an ode to drinking. And it's from AC/DC.
Nice.
And really kind of, you have to have AC/DC when you have Rock Me Anaphylaxis, right?
Oh, totally.
So we have some AC/DC for you as we go out to commercial. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
And Lisa Williams.
Every morning.
My favorite morning show.
The Morning Drive.
On the next show, a new survey has found that many singles don't believe in living together before marriage. What do you believe? Does it help a relationship or ruin it? Let us know at 620.
And at 7:50, answer the impossible question correctly, and you can win a pair of tickets to American Idol live at Caesars Windsor on Friday, June 27th.
The Morning Drive. Weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800.
Don't miss a Windsor tradition, the Summer Circus Spectacular at the WFCU Center Friday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Amazing acrobats featuring the winds on the sway poles, clowns, jugglers, and aerialists will dazzle you. Not to forget an array of exotic animals from all over the world. Come live a magic moment with your family and friends Friday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at WFCU-Center.com.
LCBO presents Hola Miami. With over 30 new Miami-inspired cocktail recipes in store, why not celebrate the summer South Beach style? Miami Cocktails, now at the LCBO.
Hi, this is Brian Baumler. You know, with the warmer weather finally here, it's time to hit the deck. Of course, if you don't have a deck, that might be a problem. Fortunately, Lowe's can help. Now, during Lowe's big decking event, get up to 20% instant savings on all deck boards. The more you spend, the more you save. Plus, more amazing deals for your home, like Georgia Pacific Tough Rock half-inch 4x8 drywall for just $6.99 per sheet. See store or Lowe's.ca for details. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, showers or thunderstorms, a low of 18. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon, a high of 23. Wednesday night, clear near midnight, a low of 14. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 24. Friday and Saturday, sunshine both days, a high of 25 on Friday, 24 on Saturday. Once again, showers or thunderstorms tonight, a low of 18. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon, a high of 23.
Spinach and avocado are back for a limited time at Subway restaurants. Experience the fresh effect of biting into a sandwich made with creamy, delicious avocado or fresh, tender spinach, because each bite will put you into a taste trance like nothing you've ever...
Did you eat my turkey breast and ham sandwich with avocado and spinach? Did you?
Experience the fresh effect for yourself. Head to a participating Subway restaurant and add spinach and creamy avocado to your favorite sandwich. Subway, eat fresh.
Information on air.
There's been far too much talk, far too many lawsuits. It's time for action.
Information at the speed of now.
For a smarter you.
AM 800. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski, Kelly Steele. You know, just before we bring in our guest, next week we have our good friend, a really good friend of ours, Chuck Engels on. Mm-hmm. And Chuck is quite the marathoner. Quite the marathoner extraordinaire. He's one of these guys who does 302 sub-3-hour marathons. He's done a sub-3-hour marathon in every state in the United States. He's also won a marathon in every state in the United States. He's going to be on next week. He's a gas. He's just an awesome guy, and he's also the director of advertising for MarathonGuide.com, which we do a lot of work with for a lot of years. So we're going to bring him on. And then the week after that, we have an author of a running yoga for runners book.
Oh, excellent. That yoga right now is huge with runners.
Yeah, so we're going to bring her on. We're going to talk about the issues regarding yoga. And runners don't stretch anyway. Come on, let's all be honest. You know,
that's why we do yoga.
We can talk about preaching about stretching, but no one ever does.
Yeah, it's like icing. We don't ice either.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm so excited to have Jeff Galloway on the air with us tonight. Over a million runners and walkers have read Galloway's books. They've attended his retreats and, of course, his clinics. And you know, it's what he's done is he's developed this methodology of run, walk, run that has really reduced aches, pains, injuries to almost zero. You know, he's out on the road at like 200 events a year, whether it's an expo or actually in front of runners clinics. He's a U.S. Olympian back in 1972 for the 10,000, and he's trained with Steve Prefontaine, Shorter.
Very cool.
You know, he's written tons of books. He's still a columnist for Runner's World, and he's the official training consultant, like the coach for Run Disney. Just so excited to have him here with over 50 years of running experience. Welcome to Running Flat Radio, Jeff Galloway. Hey, Jeff.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. How are you?
Good. I have been looking forward to this for some time. You guys do a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, it's great having you. Tell us about, you know, the run, walk, run method, and why is it so popular?
Well, first of all, my role is not to give you advice based on what I use to make the Olympic team or what I use to set my record, whatever. What I base my advice on is having heard back from well over 300,000 people that have used my various methods successfully, and in the give and take, I have weeded out things that didn't work and zeroed in on things that do. And to this point, I am receiving input from more than 100 runners every day, mostly by email. So it's based on what works. And the bottom line on Run, Walk, Run is it works because our bodies really weren't designed for running continuously for long distance, but they were designed for walking continuously for any distance. And if we put the right amount of running balanced with walking, we can keep erasing fatigue. The trend is very, very evident to me, and that is that people are running faster, they're having fewer injuries, they're not being broken down by running with shorter run, walk, run segments. For example, my wife and I now are running a marathon a month, and we run 15 seconds and walk 15 seconds. But there are a whole lot of people who used to be running as much as 10 minutes or something like that and then taking a walk break who are finding that they go faster, they feel better, and they virtually can eliminate injury with shorter increments.
Now, Jeff, years ago with Runner's World, did you not do a study where you actually took an elite runner, I can't remember who the guy was, and you actually had him do the 10 and 1?
Actually, it wasn't a 10 and 1. It was there were several people in this article who tried various configurations, and that is the point of Run, Walk, Run. There is no one amount that works for everybody, but I have heard from a number of people who've broken 3 hours in the marathon using Run, Walk, Run who weren't able to do so when they ran continuously. Now, the elite level of a sub-3-hour marathon, that configuration is to run approximately 7 minutes or so and then to walk 30 to 45 seconds. But the amount of running and walking varies, and those who are running 12 minutes per mile usually use a 2-1 ratio. The fastest that I've actually heard someone benefit from using Run, Walk, Run is a guy who improved his time from 2:33 to 2:28. The only thing he changed is taking a walk break. In his case, he was American every mile.
That's amazing. And, you know, like years ago, you know, I was always that running snob, I guess, if you want to say, where, you know, when you do a marathon, if you walk, you're not truly doing the marathon. And I remember, excuse me, at this one particular race, hooking up with a pacer, and that pacer, I didn't realize until I started running with them, was doing your program, which at that point, it was the 10 and 1. And it was amazing because I probably ran one of my best times ever. But what I loved the most was when I was done, I felt amazing. My legs felt great. I just had all this extra energy when I was done. So I was he won me over right there.
Well, that is the point. First of all, I don't try to drag anybody into my method. The results speak for themselves, and you experienced two of the benefits, a good fast time as well as not being beaten up. Mm-hmm. But each one of us is the captain of our ship, and we determine how much we run, whether or how much we will walk. And that's the great thing about running. We are the captains of our ship, and we can determine all of those variables. But I can tell you from having tabulated the results of those who used to be nonstop runners and then converted to run, walk, run, the average improvement in a marathon is over 13 minutes.
That's crazy.
Wow. Hey, Jeff, we do a show here out of the Windsor, Detroit area, and we really gear it towards the folks who are thinking about running or are kind of running but really want to get involved in our sport. And really one of the big questions that we always ask is, how do you get motivated to run and then keep that motivation through whatever your training is?
Well, Chris, that's my specialty. I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Mental Training. It was a fantastic exercise and learning experience for me in that I had to go back into the research on which components of the brain we tend to use, and then how they are affected by running, and then what we can do when we get unmotivated. The bottom line is that motivation is the number one problem that I hear out of the 35,000 to 40,000 runners I hear from every year. Approximately 50 to 60% of them have list as their greatest challenge motivation. So the key is to set up a goal first, and it can be just making it around the block, walking and running. It can be a date on a calendar. We're having a brand new race in Atlanta in December of this year called the Jeff Galloway 13.1, and it has become a magnet for those that want to try to achieve that, because all of the pace groups are going to have liberal run, walk, run, and it's going to be walker friendly also. So my suggestion for those that are thinking about getting started is first just get out and walk. And start with 10, 15 minutes of walking. Most people can do that. And then add another 3 to 5 minutes until you can do 30 minutes. And at that point, if you want to start, my Getting Started book explains how to do that. But my recommendation, just put 5 seconds of jogging into every minute of walking.
Wow, that's great advice. Hey, Jeff, we're going to go into a break here. Could you stay with us over the break?
Absolutely.
That'd be great. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW with Jeff Galloway, our special guest, on tonight. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Says here, the buns are free at Sobeys.
Sobeys wants to help you build a better burger this summer. When you buy 8 or more specially selected burger patties, including Compliments Presents Jamie Oliver Discovers Canada, fresh in-store made varieties, or Sensations by Compliments, get an 8-pack of Villaggio Crostini buns free. Hurry, it's only for a limited time while supplies last. See in-store for details. Sobeys, better food for all.
It's storm season. Will you know what to do if the power goes out? Here are some quick tips from Enwin. Turn off all stoves and burners. Travel only if you need to. Check to make sure your neighbors are okay. Stay away from downed power lines and anything they touch. And call Enwin if you spot electrical hazards. Most of all, stay calm. We're already working to restore your power. This is Barbara Pierce Marshall from Inside Enwin, delivering an important public safety message.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor-Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
Environment Canada says a downburst may have hit near Lillian and Logan in central Windsor this afternoon. Severe weather meteorologist Peter Kimball tells AM 800 News winds reached up to 91 kilometers an hour. Several trees were knocked down and houses and cars were crushed. Residents tell AM 800 News they thought it was a tornado. The cleanup is underway and no injuries are reported. Residents in East Windsor are also reporting some severe storm damage. A rolled over transport truck has forced the eastbound ramp of the expressway to close at Huron Church. Windsor police officials tell AM 800 News the closure will last until around 5 a.m. And a LaSalle councillor says there will be enough strawberries for this summer's LaSalle Strawberry Festival. There were some concerns about a lack of strawberries this summer because of the harsh winter, but Sue DeJarlais says there will be enough berries. AM 800 Sports, the Tigers are in Oakland later tonight. The Jays are home to Tampa Bay again tonight. Right now that game's scoreless top of the second, and the Habs trail the Rangers 3-1 in the NHL Eastern Conference Final and must win tonight to stay alive. From the AM 800 Weather Center, tonight showers or thunderstorms, a low of 18. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon, high of 23. Right now in Windsor Essex, 22 Celsius, that is 72 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. It's actually sponsored today by our friends at Walkerville Breweries.
They are our friends, too.
And on the live line right now is the legendary coach, Jeff Galloway, famous for the run, walk, run method. You know, Jeff, just before we went to break, we were talking about motivation. And, you know, one of the things about run, walk, run is its ability to almost prevent injuries from occurring. Why is that?
Well, I've interviewed a number of anthropologists that specialize in ancient man, and they tell me that we were probably inherently designed to run nonstop about 200 yards and 200 meters. And, you know, that basically our ancestors walked wherever they went. It was an efficient way to go, and if there was a predator around, they could run and get away from the predator, but that was about it. The bottom line is that we can adapt ourselves to run incredible distances, but with each additional 200 meters, we incur a lot more drain on our resources and a whole lot of stress on the feet, the legs, the joints, and so forth. By placing a strategic walk break, you allow the body to adapt so that it doesn't build up this tremendous stress on all of those areas. And all of us have certain weak links that tend to get damaged more often. So if you can keep those weak links from storing up the pounding and the stress, they can keep adapting and often stay injury-free. I've now gone over 30 years without having a running injury.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
I can't go 30 minutes without one.
Well, maybe you ought to think about run, walk, run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, what is your advice to, you know, Chris and I were just kind of talking about off air, you know, injuries and that. What is your advice to people who do have injuries? What's the best way to kind of, because we both know mentally they kill you, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, running turns on brain circuits to give you a better attitude, a more vitality throughout the rest of the day, and personal empowerment than anything else. So we definitely suffer withdrawal if we're not turning those circuits on through our runs. And running turns those circuits on better than anything else in life, according to the research. So what happens if you have some downtime? Well, I have helped tens of thousands through this whole journey, and basically there needs to be some healing that goes on at the front end. In my experience, it usually is only about 3 days are needed, 3 days off from running. Once the healing has started, then if you stay below the threshold of further irritation, the body wants to heal, and it's programmed to heal. But if you keep thrashing it, it won't heal because it keeps getting damaged. So run, walk, run then becomes the best way I've found, and so have other coaches, for allowing the body to continue healing while you continue to train. I've had over 10,000 people that I've worked with over the last 40 years who have been able to stay on track for a marathon even though they got an injury during the training program. And what they did is they backed way up in the run, walk, run that they were doing. For example, if they started out and got injured by running for 6 to 10 minutes at a time, one of the antidotes for that is simply to drop back to 3-1 or even better, a 1-1 ratio of running 15 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 20 seconds, or 30 seconds, 30 seconds. And in most of the cases in the last 5 years, when I've had somebody who had already paid that non-refundable airline ticket to that prized marathon and got injured en route, yep, training for it. Once they went way back, they were able to do the long runs to stay on track to their goal and let the injury heal.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. Now, Jeff, for someone who wanted to start the run, walk, run, what kind of, if you normally do, say, a marathon, maybe a 9-minute mile pace, when you do your program, do you maintain a 9-minute mile, or do you pick it up, or do you drop that pace back?
Well, here's been the formula for those that have wanted to, adapt into run, walk, run, and most of them got beaten by people who were using the method.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, I've been passed by them.
It got their attention. others suffered under repeat injuries, and they became aware of how low injury rate it is when you have the right run, walk, run. So it's the ratio is really based on the pace that we use. For example, those who are running marathons around 4 hours, I found that that ratio is a 4-1 or a 3-1 ratio. And let's just take 4-1. Either run 4 minutes and walk one, or run 2 minutes and walk 30 seconds, or run 80 seconds and walk 20. And believe it or not, the shorter increments are now being shown to produce faster times and fewer injuries. But what's really strange is that a whole lot of people who were not improving by using a 4-1 have been able to break the 4-hour barrier significantly when they drop down to a 3-1 ratio, which is either 3 minutes 1 minute, or 90 seconds 30, or 60 seconds 20, or even 45 seconds 15. The shorter increments keep resuscitating the muscles.
But they obviously run faster in those shorter increments.
That's one
faster
of the great
pace.
Benefits for people that like to the sensation of running faster. When
right.
you run short increments, you can really run.
Hey, Jeff, you know, over the last 35, 40 years in the running industry, we always ask this question to some of our guests, and it's in regards to, what do you think has been like the single biggest change in our industry, whether is it technology or shoes, or what do you think that is?
The shoes have progressively gotten better. Well, obviously, there have been individual shoes that or trends that have not been a progression. For example, the minimal shoe thing. Having run now for 57 years, I've seen the minimalist trend come and go about every 10 years, and it's on its way out now. But otherwise, generally, the shoe technology has gotten progressively better and progressively more protective. But I think that the greatest boom in running today is people discovering, and this is backed up now by solid research, that running activates those brain circuits that really enhance your life. Mm-hmm. You feel better. You're able to solve problems better. You feel empowered to do things at work, at home, to change things in your life that are not right. And running is the catalyst that does this. But if you run too hard, it probably won't happen, because you'll get burned out or injured or have a burnout situation. And so the run, walk, run and the enjoyment of running has been the big trend today. And, you know, women tend to get it. The big boom today is in women. In several surveys, I've seen that among new runners, 60 to 70%, depending on the survey, are women.
Yep, no doubt. So, you know, for those just tuning in, we have Coach Jeff Galloway on with us on Running Flat Radio tonight. I can't let you go without asking you a couple questions about the next issue. Look, I'm Canadian. I'm 45. You know, growing up in Canada, we always heard about Steve Prefontaine. And you, sir, trained with him for a number of years, and were also on the Olympic team back in 72. Can you explain to those of us of our generation and younger Why is Pri still such a large looming figure today, almost 40 years after his death?
In my opinion, it's personality and unfinished business. The story of a person like Pri that has tremendous potential and had his life cut short. He was a friend of mine. He, the greatest tragedy, in my opinion, is that Pri was developing some maturity and the ability to help others. He set up a running club in at least one prison and corrective institution in Oregon, and was really helping people. But Pri had this drive to be the best that he possibly could, and he was willing to push through all types of pain and discomfort to do that. Most of the time, he was held back by his great coach, Bill Bowerman. But I got to tell you that, and I love Bowerman. He was one of my foremost mentors.
And one of the founders. And one of the founders of Nike.
He was. He was the co-founder of Nike.
With Phil Knight.
Bill Knight. Pri set a standard. He set. And the movie to watch is the movie that's labeled Prefontaine.
I've seen it.
Not because it has a Jeff Galloway character, but because it is true to the story of Pri, and it really does a fantastic job of telling that story and displaying the personality that he was. And I think that when you saw the potential and had the potential told to you by coaches, which has happened in our societies today, that people have this yearning to think, well, what would he have been? That will never go away.
Well, I was saying to Chris just last week, I thought it was really cool how the whole Bill Bowerman with the waffle maker with the first Nike shoe, which was for Prefontaine, am I correct?
That is, well, no. Actually, Bill was an experimenter in shoes, and he was using things like the waffle before Pri came along.
Okay. He,
one of my best friends in life was a fellow named Jeff Hollister, who wrote a book called Out of Nowhere that chronicles the unbelievable story of Nike in those early days when they almost went out of business numerous times. But Bowerman was an innovator and a source of energy, and Phil Knight was so brilliant to bring him in as a co-partner right from the beginning of the company. And Bowerman was also so honest and so focused to keep things on track. And anyway, Pri came on and became the symbol for excellence in performance and then excellence in equipment.
Wow. Coach Galloway, it was such an honor having you on Running Flat Radio, and hopefully next time you're in the Detroit area, we could meet up. It'd be great having
well,
you.
Well, I look forward to that. I'm actually coming into Toronto this summer to do a CanFit presentations for the big conference there in August.
Oh, that's fabulous.
You know, there's a really cool marathon coming up in Amherstburg in September.
The Run for Heroes Marathon.
I'll have to look into it.
We would love to have you there.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay. on Running Flat Radio, Jeff Galloway. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Great to talk with you.
Last season's winner, Eric Chong, pampered the palates of the Leafs, the armed forces, and most importantly, the judges. Now it's your turn. CTV's MasterChef Canada Season 2 is already in the works. Think you have what it takes to outcook, outsmart, and outlast the competition? Apply at ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada for your chance to be crowned the next champion. Auditions start soon. Go to ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada and apply now.
At Porter, we're having a short promotion. But the savings? Just the opposite. They're big. They're tall. They're towering. You can save up to 50% off base fares. Yes, save up to 50% off base fares with certain conditions, but only until Thursday. Yes, it's a short promotion with towering savings, but only available till Thursday. The long and the short of it, hurry to flyporter.com and book today. Porter, flying refined.
Wendy's presents the $4.99 Night Owl Combo.
Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
I'm so excited the $4.99 Night Owl Combo is back that I became the Night Owl.
I see that. Nice costume.
I stayed up all day making it.
Oh, the tights are a nice touch.
The Wendy's $4.99 Night Owl Combo with a Dave's Hot and Juicy Cheeseburger, small fries, and drink. Taxes extra. Available after 10 p.m. all summer long at participating Wendy's. Now that's better.
They're not tights. They're meggings.
Man leggings?
No, meggings.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Showers or thunderstorms tonight, a low of 18, a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, a 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon, a high of 23. Clearing near midnight Wednesday night, a low of 14, mix of sun and cloud Thursday, a high of 24. Lots of sunshine Friday and Saturday, a high of 25 on Friday, 24 on Saturday. Mix of sun and cloud Sunday, a high of 31. Once again, tonight, showers or thunderstorms and a low of 18.
Want to get more out of your savings? Choose one of the following options. A, a good interest rate, or B, a great interest rate. Seeing as this is the radio and I can't hear you, I'm going to assume you said B, a great interest rate. And right now, when you bank with Tangerine, you can get a great interest rate of 2.5% on all new deposits to your savings account until July 31st. It's that simple. Details at tangerine.ca/great rate. Tangerine. Forward banking.
Keep fit.
Keep active.
Keep running. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele, Jeff Galloway. Wasn't that awesome?
Oh, that was a great interview.
He was awesome. I had to ask the Prefontaine question. I mean, it was just one of those things that, you know, growing up as a kid around here, and if you're in track and field, you always heard about Pre. So there's a guy who trained with Pre, knew him, and can actually kind of articulate why he's so relevant today, 40 years after his death.
And you still see runners who still have his look. You know, like there was a guy years ago who ran it for Hanson's, the Hanson's team, Lawrence State. He had the mustache, he had the hairy look, just like Prefontaine. And this is years, and this guy probably wasn't even born then. And, you know, he's
still go to marathons and still see signs that say run like Bree.
I know.
See it. Anyway, I on the live line is Gary Belanger from the Running Factory. Gary, how are you?
Put yourself there, Chris. Kelly.
We're awesome. Gary is the owner of the Running Factory, and he is also the race director for the Moon in June, which is an institution here.
That's a great race.
Gary, can you tell us about the Moon in June?
I sure can. Yeah, the 12th annual Moon in June is coming up a week from Saturday. That's Saturday, June 7th. It's a night run, so hence the name Moon in June. At the Riverside Sportsman's Club. All the proceeds for the event go to benefit We Care for Kids and the Children's Health Foundation. So, great family event. You could choose from a 10K, a 5K, kids kilometer, or a kids dash. So, something for the whole family.
Gary, how many runners do you usually get out for that race? I know it's usually quite the large turnout.
Anywhere upwards to 700 runners. So
good race.
The number varies anywhere between 500 to 700, I'd say.
And Gary, we have a special deal on tonight for Running Flat listeners.
We do, yes. Actually, I've set up a promo code for all those Running Flat listeners. If you go to Race Roster or the Running Factory website, runningfactory.com, click on the link to register and use the promo code Running Flat in lowercase. You can save $5 on any of the events.
And when does that run out?
That's good till Wednesday, June 4th at midnight.
Perfect.
So the race is June 7th? No, June 6th. 7th. Sorry.
Oh, 7th, actually.
Oh, it is.
Saturday.
So June 7th, and the start time is?
6:45 p.m. We kick off with the kids' runs at 6:45, and the 5 and 10K get started at 7 p.m. Nice thing about this course is, Riverside Sportsman's Club being a great venue. The kids run on a grassy park, so kind of close to traffic. And the 5K, about 80% of the course is close to traffic, with the race being on the Ganacho Trail. So lots of fun.
And race kit pickup is when?
Race packet pickup or, late registration if you'd like, would be at the Running Factory all day Friday from 9:30 till 8 and Saturday 9:30 till 3. And, for all those people that like to procrastinate, you could even sign up right before the run.
Runners don't procrastinate, Gary.
No.
They all register early.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
Oh, no. They all like to wait. I think they all like to sit on the fence and wait to see what the weather's going to be like.
It's going to be fabulous. It's always fabulous.
It is.
Gary, thank you very much for joining us. The Moon in June, Saturday the 7th. For more information, go to raceroster.com or go to therunningfactory.com and hit their link. And remember, the promo code is RUNNINGFLAT, all one word in lowercase, for $5 off. Thanks, Gary.
We'll see you then, Gary. Oh,
thanks, Chris. Thanks, Kelly.
Bye.
That's a great race. I'm doing the 5. Mm-hmm. I'm already registered to do the 5. So for sure, it's an institutional race around here.
It's always a cool race too, because it's a big race. So you're coming out, you get to see a lot of people you haven't seen in a while.
Yep.
You know, it's a great atmosphere, especially for new runners who haven't had that chance to really experience a race yet.
Absolutely. So next week, Chuck Engel is going to join us. Mm-hmm. And Chuck is the marathon junkie. If you go to marathonjunkie.com, you can read all about his races. The one thing that we are trying to do is get Chuck here to mm-hmm. run for Heroes, to run his, I think it would be his 355th marathon or 360th marathon, somewhere in there, depending on how the numbers shake out.
That is crazy.
We're trying to get him to Amherstburg to run that and also to win in Amherstburg. So he'll say that he's won in a province of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work on him next week to get
Absolutely.
Him out. And we've also got in the next couple weeks, we have the Beer Mile mm-hmm. gentleman on.
Excellent.
He's going to come on and tell us how he did it mm-hmm. and how he trained for it, which I think is going to be incredible. And also, we have a gentleman who's in the process right now of running 50 marathons in 50 weeks in the United States for Alzheimer's.
Oh, very nice.
And he's chosen us to be his 48th marathon this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming to Amherstburg, and he's going to run with us in the World Alzheimer's Day Run for Heroes Marathon.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So we're going to highlight that probably next month.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just before we go, I also want to make mention that we have two official restaurant sponsors on Pelee Island.
Nice.
A little island in the middle of Lake Erie. And those sponsors for the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon are Scudder's Beach Bar and Grill and the Westview Tavern are also, they're on kind of opposite sides of the island. You're familiar with both, I'm sure.
I am.
Scudder's
can't play favorites, right?
That's right. No, Scudder's is putting on an all-you-can-eat pasta buffet, and the Westview is putting on a chicken dinner and a salmon dinner with a vegetarian choice for this weekend for all the runners mm-hmm. coming. Please check out the Pelee Island Winery Marathon Half Marathon page that we have either on Facebook or the registration page for more details. And we also have a band called Midlife Crisis that's going to be mm-hmm. joining us and playing our party. And also Midlife Crisis has a jazz quartet that's playing the night before at the Pelee Island Winery. It's pretty much the entire weekend we own on this island. It's really a unique piece of real estate. And for those who are not running and wished they were actually running, there might be a bib or two still on Facebook that's unclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the runners like to trade.
Yep, I noticed there's some on there right
yep.
now.
So if you're really interested in coming out this weekend, do that. If not, listen to the show because we will announce when registration is going to open up for next year. It literally does sell out in no time at all.
Well, and the really cool thing, if you're kind of sitting there right now going, I'm not sure if I can really do it, listen to Jeff, right? Come over to the island, pick up a bib and do the 10-1 or the 5-2 or do whatever, right?
Well, I think the point that Jeff was really getting at was do something.
Absolutely.
And it was do the walk,
yep.
start with the walk, increase the walk to a bit of a trot and to a run,
mm-hmm.
pull it back. You know, we've always started running with I'm going to run to the end of the driveway or I'm going to yep. run to the next signpost. And that's what the show is really all about. I mean, you just heard a legend in athletics, never mind in our sport, talking about running and how anyone can do it. And even at his age, he's doing a 15-second and 15-second?
It was 15 or 18, yeah.
Yeah, but, with his wife.
But he said, in what, 30 years of running, he hasn't been injured while he's been doing this program. That says something right there. And, you know, as we're getting older, our bodies are kind of breaking down. Maybe now's the time to switch over to that program.
I think it's you have to. You have to. I mean, this is what the show is about. The show is all about getting you out the door, down the driveway, and enjoying life through our eyes, really through runners and through the whole social aspects of running, because it really is a great community that you want to be a part of.
Runners are nice people.
They're awesome people.
We have big
people.
Hearts, remember?
We do. That's right. Yeah. You bet we do. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Chris. And I'll see you over in the island.
Absolutely. Keep running.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800.